We wanted to celebrate a piece of literature that was significant to a lot of people and significant to our time and build an art project around it. There's a couple different parts to it. It's a multifaceted arts event, but it first got started through the visual art. So we commissioned 10 to 12 well-known artists in Lexington and asked them to produce a piece of art in their preferred medium that was inspired by the book To Kill a Mockingbird. So we have Guy Mendez, Bianca Spriggs, John Lackey, Field and Williams, and the list goes on and on. But we have 12 featured artists, and then we also have two students from Bryan Station who will be featured as well. All the artists will be here, so they'll be able to talk with the people who come to visit us that night. And then later in the evening, we'll have a theatrical component, and Joe Farrell will be directing a few short vignettes taken from scenes directly from the book. Roger Leeser will play Atticus Finch. And then in addition to that, we're kind of going to have these artistic surprises throughout the whole evening. We'll leave that to your imagination, but hope it piques your interest enough that you'll come and see what those artistic surprises will be.
To kill a mockingbird is to silence the song that seduces you. Why? Because you need that desire in your heart to survive.
I should also mention the culinary arts. Rona Roberts will be making, it's called crackling cornbread. It's featured in the book. We'll also have some fried chicken, courtesy of Indies, fried green tomatoes from Stella's, and a few other culinary surprises.
At your delight.
So as you're commissioning these artists, are you giving them any specific direction or any part of the book that you want them to focus on?
There wasn't really, you know, much direction. We did pull a brief passage, an excerpt from the book, and we used that kind of as the foundation in which to start from. But we didn't want the artist to feel hindered just by that particular passage, because the book is so powerful and means so many different things to so many people that we wanted them to be able to pick, you know, any part of the book that maybe was significant, or the book and the overarching, you know, themes in general.
My love, I have no fear. I am Atticus now.
It's more than just writing. It's about a community that embraces writing and reading in all forms. And to acknowledge that the literary arts really serves as that foundation to other arts is important. You know, we often talk about illiteracy as this cycle, but literacy is also a cycle. And we like to think that we complete that circle here at the Carnegie Center. Our beginning stages of literacy are the kids we tutor, K through 12, you know, teaching them actually how to read and write. But the top of our literacy, that full circle, that's our Nikki Finneys. Those are our playwrights. Those are our filmmakers. And so those are the people we want to celebrate too. It's just as much about learning and as it is literacy. So we want to continue that cycle, and we feel like we have an opportunity to do that in this community with other arts organizations and other art forms.
That's Jessica Faye Moeller from the Carnegie Center in Lexington. Their art celebration of To Kill a Mockingbird is next Friday evening, starting at 7, at the center's downtown location. More information is at carnegiecenterlex.org.